This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammad al-Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about psychological diseases that we can feel within us and in our society, or people that we might know. And we're also talking about how to deal with it. And we were talking about that trying to reach complete happiness without suffering, complete comfort without hardship, is an impossibility. And Islam does not encourage such a thing because, first of all, it is an impossibility. And secondly, sooner or later, hardship will reach you. And when it reaches you, it is here that Islam teaches you what philosophy, what set of mind you should have. And that is to face that hardship and seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Defeat reforms and strengthens an individual's character. And we know that defeat and hardship are wiser teachers than happiness and comfort. So if you want to reform and strengthen your individual character, you should seek suffering and hardship. And even if you do not seek it, it will come towards you. Because it will bring discipline and awareness to you. We initiate the person in the rites of patience and forbearance. And developing the most sublime thoughts and ideas in his mind. A person by the name of Hipper says, "What is it that leads to the development of man's profoundest thoughts? Is it happiness and joy, or is it hardship and calamities? It is not knowledge or science. It is not ability and expertise either. Neither is it emotion or feeling. Then what is it, Mr. Hyper? It is only suffering and hardship that which from the depth of human thought brings those high, profound thoughts. Only suffering and hardship can bring from the depth of human thought all of those profound things that we have today. Perhaps that is why there is so much suffering in the world. The angel charged with afflicting with suffering and hardship has rendered a greater service to this world's people than what the angel of well-being and healing has brought to the world." Now, I do not know what Hyper means with those angels, but if we would refer to the Islamic sources and the angels that we believe in, one of them is Azrael. Azrael alayhi salam being the archangel, one of the four archangels, which brings death moment by moment. What do I mean with that? I mean from every single moment of our life, we are being transformed from being a baby to being a child. The baby has to die to become a child. The child matures and becomes a youth. That child has to die to become a youth. That youth dies and becomes an adult, and so on and so forth. There is a death in between here.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
We can see that death and destruction everywhere, but simultaneously, when we see death, we see also life. And according to Islamic sources, Mikael, the archangel Mikael, or Michael, is the one which gives life, which is in charge of giving life to everything. So death and life work simultaneously with each other. The definite role of faith in spiritual peace, what could that be? Because we say that you should escape towards Allah. You should seek refuge in Allah. A study of the history of human progress proves that the supports of man's civilization and culture have always rested on the shoulders of those for whom the power of faith had made it easy for them to bear the heavy burden of hardship and pain, whose negative effects were neutralized by the faith present in their strong hearts when everyone else were despairing. Everyone around you had a despair. You see these strong men of history, Muslims or non-Muslims, taking the others with them, bearing this burden on their own shoulders and giving faith and hope to a nation which is in despair. So this responsibility has always rested on the shoulders of great personalities of human history. And the power of faith had made it easy for them to bear this heavy burden of hardship and pain because of their strong hearts. Psychologists generally admit that the power of faith is amazingly effective in the cure of psychic diseases and creation of confidence and inner peace. In cases where they themselves do not believe in any faith or religion, I'm talking about the psychologist, which may predominantly come from the Western world. If that person X does not believe in any faith, he admits, he or she admits, that the power of faith should not be underestimated. And it has an amazingly effective power in the cure of some psychic diseases and the creation of confidence, dear brothers and sisters, and inner peace that many of us do not have. Or we're trying to attain that confidence and inner peace. In cases where severe hardships shatter man's personality and divest him of his hope and willpower trust in God produces a profound and undeniable effect in a defeated soul. That's all for today's program, dear brothers and sisters, and I hope that you enjoy the program. Let's, inshallah ta'ala, work on these characteristic features, and let's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need. All I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. Oh, oh, oh. It's your love, that's all I need. To be all so I can be. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.